world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're Thomas jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, beware the Ides of March. Didn't we say that a couple weeks ago? Beware the Ides of March. And man, I just got to tell you, there's some real crazy stuff going on. And I don't have the time, the know-how, the whatever to try to run through all that stuff. But man, there's some crazy stuff going on. And I haven't spoken a whole lot about the eclipse because I just don't want to get caught up into the end time stuff that goes along with the eclipse. Although I'm telling you, there's something significant going on with that eclipse, right? Bible tells us that the signs in the heavens, right? Signs in the heavens, something going on with that thing. Don't forget this, on the eclipse day of all days, April 8th, General Michael Flynn is going to be our guest here at Coach Dave Live. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, for us to be able to catch a guy like that, and he's going to come on. Now, he's doing it because he's promoting a movie that they put together, and what the name of it is, something about Flynn. What's the name of it? It doesn't matter. Spencer, you're pretty smart. Look up General Flynn's new movie. So that's really why he wants to come on and talk to us about it, because I know some of you don't trust General Flynn, yada, yada, yada. That's part of the confusion, see, that we're in, folks. Lord, just be with us today, Lord. Ask that your anointing fall upon us. You direct this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's part of the confusion that we're dealing with. We don't know who or what to trust. We don't know. Do I trust Flynn? Do I trust Trump? Do I trust Robert F. Kennedy? Do I trust Joel Osteen? Do I trust my pastor? Do I trust my neighbor? That's part of what's going on. So here's Flynn's movie that General Flynn is promoting, and that's why he's going to come on my show. And the title of it is Flynn. I can't read it because it's too small, Spence. Maybe you make what the real name of it is. Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. He's put together a movie. So he's going to come on and promote that, but you have the chance to ask him some questions. That is Eclipse Day. Eclipse Day. And I'm going to be part of a group that's going on Pastor Neil Peterson's church on Eclipse Day. I'm sorry, man. My mind's everywhere. I should have that clip up there, be able to stick it in there and show you where it is. Maybe you can, Spencer, maybe you can jump on my Facebook page real quick and scroll down, see if you can't find the event that's going to go on Eclipse Day. And again, signs in the time. We become so apocalyptic about everything. Keep on. You may find it on there, Spence. I don't know. And certainly something's happening, isn't it? There's certainly something happening going on. Now, I want to pull us away a little bit here this morning from not only just something happening in the heavenlies, because it is, but I want to try to explain to you a little bit more how we got where we are. You know, yesterday we talked a little bit about Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and that was just a scratching of the surface of some stuff I want to try to share with you today. But I see Mel's got her hand up already, and it must be important. Come on in, Mel.
Oh, I just want to let you know that the eclipse information is at the Liberty Action Network website for April the 8th with Bards FM and the Resistance Chicks. So that information is there, and the flyer is there.
Pull that, Mel. You saved me, man. You saved me. So there it is. Right there. The Total Eclipse Revival at Neil Peterson's church. You say, well, what's it? See, that's why I don't ever want to start a church. I don't want them to call it Coach Dave's church, because it's not Neil Peterson's church and it's not Coach Dave's church. All right. But that's where it's going to be held. And it's going to be a revival, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's not just about, just whatever. It's not about the eclipse. Got some good folks going to be there. So I'm going to be there. Michelle's going to be there. We're going to be watching the eclipse happen there. So, God, crazy weather. Betty, it might be even raining over there where you guys are now. You got folks over in Pennsylvania. I was looking at the radar this morning. You might be picking up what we just went through again last night. I don't know. I can't wait to get over and see my pond, because the pond yesterday was, my goodness, it had real water in it. And we had so much rain yesterday. And then we had so much rain last night. In fact, tornado warnings, all that stuff going on around us. And now it's moved. How did they know this was going to happen? I've been around a long time. I don't think I've seen predicted weather warnings about a system of weather coming through like we did in the last 24 hours here. It's been amazing. They shut down ball games. They shut down schools. I mean, it's crazy on a prediction of the weather that was coming. Well, it did come. It came through last night here pretty late, and it was pretty loud, pretty violent, rain and rain and rain and rain. And now it's over. Folks, stuff going on all around us, man. Something going on all around us. That's all I can tell you. It's crazy. Okay, let me dig in. This is really important. Again, real quickly, Saturday Night Live begins April 20th. Saturday Night Live. And I've been working on getting some really good guests to come to Saturday. First one's, I'm not getting a guest on the first one. But how would you like to have a Saturday Night Live service with Dr. Sherry Timpenny to come and talk to us, or Dr. Alan Keyes, or some? Those are kind of the things that we want to do. Is we want to awaken those of you, not woke, awaken those of you who understand the times in which we live and know what it is that Israel needs to do, and give us a chance to awaken others that we love and that are around us and come. Because see, you know, people don't want to hear it from me. They already think I'm a conspiracy theory. I'm a nut. I scream and holler. My veins pop out. You know, so people watch this. I ain't watching. That guy's crazy. And then they say, Jeff, no, you're crazy because you're watching that guy. And Gene, you're crazy. You're watching that guy. And Ray, you're crazy. You're watching that guy. So I don't want this all to be about me. I just want to be a facilitator of bringing information to the table. Hopefully people that they will respect. So having said that, again, Saturday Night Live, April 20th and May 4th, you can go ahead and write those down. I got to show you this, folks. I got to show you this. Wave of deaths. Are you ready? Huh? Look, I'm telling you, man, we're on a powder keg. This popped up today at the Gateway Pundit. I check the Gateway Pundit every morning. I trust the guys in the news at the Gateway Pundit, although they get a little political too, and you know, they're Trump lovers and all that. Top international virologist issues a dire warning. Massive, double massive. He said it twice. Massive, massive tsunami of death among the highly vaccinated is imminent. Scroll down there, folks. Jared, who is that? I didn't see this one. Spencer. Thanks, Spence. Scroll down. He says, what I'm predicting is a massive, massive tsunami of illness and death among highly vaccinated populations with compromised immune system. You will see what will happen. For example, in the next coming weeks is more and more cases of more serious long COVID. They will start to replace the surge of the cancers, as he said. It will end with a hyper-acute phase, a huge, huge wave of deaths. Now, listen, Dr. Sherry Timpenny told me that 3 years ago, when we first started talking about it. She said, Coach, it's not going to happen in the first 6 months, and it's not going to happen in the year. This is going to be long-term, and it's going to hit, and it's going to hit with such a way that we're not going to be able to connect the dot as to what it really is. And so all the people out there, all the loved people, the ones that you have who have taken the shots that now have compromised immune systems. You said, well, Coach, that's me. That's me. Yeah, that's you. Well, wouldn't you know that our dear friend, my brain just went dead on me. There are things that you can do, but the reality of it is, we don't know, man. Don't know. And so massive, massive death wave coming ahead of us. Crazy, huh? Now, before I get too far, I want to pull this up because there's good news out there, too. Dr. Paul Goslin sent me this morning, abortion reversal pill. Is that right, Dr. Paul? There's an abortion reversal pill out there?
Yeah, it's hormones, right, Coach? That's how they kill the baby, so we can actually reverse it with hormones. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I want to get it in my practice, so I signed up this morning for it because I want to poke the bear. I want to go after our governor who just loves to kill babies.
That's men.
And if she wants to take me out for that, please do so.
So they're after you hard, Paul. What we're seeing now is people who get who have gone in for an abortion or taken the pill to kill the baby. There's now a reversal if they get on top. Is that what it is, Paul? Is that what this website is about?
Yeah, it's for folks. It's a two-pill series. And some of these young girls have regret. And if we can find them, we turn them around, Coach. And that's a guy in your area. That's used to be Father Kevin Gilmore, a kid I grew up with. And now he has a farm near you with three kids and a wife. But he's a good man, Coach. I hope you can reach out to him sometime.
All right, buddy. I'll try, Paul. Thanks for the update. Hey, folks, listen. I do appreciate those of you who send me clips and stuff. I really do. Paul sent me this morning. In fact, I had about six or seven interesting articles today that I could have talked about. But you know, when I bring a show together, I try to have it all be pretty much about the same thing. Okay, so just bear with me on that. It's not that I don't that what you sent me wasn't important. It just doesn't really kind of fit into where we're going here. Oh, I got so much stuff, man. I got you. I hear the prompting of the Lord. I hear it really strong. Pull up number two. And you know. Just take a deep breath. I'm taking a deep breath. I don't know about you guys. I got a lot of people I love. You guys have a lot of people you love? I got a lot of people I love. I got 10 grandbabies, my own children, my friends, my family. Not so much neighbors so much anymore. I got a lot of people I really, really care about. And it grieves me. It really, really does grieve me that we've done such an awful job with what the gospel is all about. As Tim Tuber would tell us, the average Christian can't even share the gospel. They don't even know how to do it. They don't even know what it means. And if you were going to try to share the gospel, what is happy, slappy Christianity? Is that what it is? A Joel Osteen Christianity? Is that what it is? See, I know this. I once was dead, and now I'm alive. I once was lost, and I'm found. And some of my greatest frustration comes that I can't explain it to others because they've been so religionized. I don't even know if that's a word. They're just full of religion and rules and regulations and selfishness and everything. And I often share with people, when I received Christ, it did for me what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. I walked into that church that night, one guy, and I came out of that church a different guy. I can't explain it to you, but it happened to me. I didn't think it could be till it happened to me. It happened to me. And I grieve because I look around at certainly the condition that the United States of America is in, but I look around at the condition of families and people that I love, the condition they are in, and I just want to grab them by the throat and say, "Daggone it, hit your knees and receive Christ." But the God of this world has blinded them. And it says in 2 Thessalonians that because they rejected the truth, that the God, that the Lord himself would send a strong delusion, they'd believe a lie, worship and serve the creature. They're the creature. They've believed the lie that what? They've believed the lie that God wants them healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's poor Richard's almanac. That's Jesus. And if you come to Jesus, you can't have any fun. You can't do anything. You sit in your prayer closet and pray. And that's the Christianity that we've marketed. And our churches are full of unsaved Christians. Somebody say amen, Benny. Somebody help me out that you understand what I'm talking about.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. People who are not saved because they don't even understand salvation. They really don't understand that they die to their old self and they receive a new you through Christ, through the Holy Spirit. They don't even know that, and we can't even explain that. And Joel Osteen and his ilk stand up there Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and they market prosperity. The exact opposite. Jesus said, die, and you'll live. I was the chief of all sinners. I was. The rest of you can line up behind me. I mean, you could all come in here and tell your sin tales. I was the chief of all of them, baby. And at night in that phone booth, radically transformed me. I was born from on high. I was born anew. And people thought I was crazy, and people still think I'm crazy. Because you know what? They ain't got what I got. Oh, they got religion. They go to church. They don't miss Easter. They don't miss anything. They follow all the rules, all the regulations, and their life is powerless. Powerless. Because if it's anything other than Christ, it ain't Christ. It ain't Christ in following these rules. It ain't Christ in doing this. It ain't Christ in doing that. It ain't Christ in doing this. It's Christ alone. Now, he might lead you to follow all the rules. I'm not speaking against that. But if you think rule following is going to get you into heaven, whew. I was laying in there last night, and storms were coming, and I'd just come back with many of you. I'd just come back from over at Indian Lake where all that tornado stuff took place, and I'm laying in the bed, and I hear what I think are sirens going off. I don't know if they were so loud. It was raining, sun. The freeway's over here. Cars going. I mean, it was so loud. Michelle said, we're laying there in bed. Is that a siren? And my son calls me at, I don't know what time it was. Zach FaceTimed us. And he said, Dad, they just said there's a tornado Harbor Hills. Well, that's 2 miles, right over there. It's right over there. He said, are you okay? He was in his basement. Are you okay? You okay? And I'm laying there and I'm thinking, you know, boom, that quick, this could all be gone. So the whole thing, everything out here could all be gone. All the ministry we built, gone. We don't live in the moment. We have to live in the moment and prepare for the future. So you can't live in the moment and prepare for the future if you haven't died to yourself. You've got to die to yourself. I used to go to the Browns games and the Bengals games and the Cavaliers games, and I couldn't care less. I'm transformed. I can't explain it. I have no desire. The Ohio State Buckeyes, I saw today, some guy, one of their best players, hit what they call the transfer portal, meaning he's changing, going to another university. I didn't even know his name. I mean, I saw his name. I never even heard of the guy. I haven't watched an Ohio State basketball game in 6-7 years. Why? Because everything about me has changed. I don't know how to give it to you. I wish I could give it to you. I don't know how to give it to you. It's a free gift. I have the peace that passes all understanding. Laid in that bed, if the tornado came and swept me up like Dorothy and heading to the Wizard of Oz, I'd have been paddling my little bike. I'd have been okay with it. And we live in a world where we're so attracted to this world, to the stuff that we have. Do I want my house to blow up? Do I want Sky High to blow up? Well, of course not. If it does, it does. I'm more concerned about my loved ones who don't know the Lord. My scores of nieces and nephews and grandnieces and grandnephews who are wandering in darkness. And they think I'm crazy. How do we get the message to them? Tell them to go to church. Give me a break. You with me? So I want to, somebody sent this to me and I was moved by it. I just want you guys to bask in this as well with me. Charity Gale. I don't know if she's related to Charity Gale or not, but the title of this is called Thank You, Jesus. And as I get up here this morning on April the 3rd, 2024, I thank you, Jesus, that my house didn't blow away last night. None of my grandkids got killed. That everybody's still upright and walking. And of all the stuff that's going on around me, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that. Go ahead and play that.
Thank you. Drawn me from the darkness into glorious light. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Was the blood applied? Glory to His name.
Amen.
Have you received Christ? You. You know, according to what we just read, there may be some of you looking at me right now. You won't be here 6 months from today. The reality of it is the jab and all that kind of stuff. It's some of you out there. Churchgoers. Faithful watchers of Coach Dave Live. And I hear people say, do you know Jesus? I said, well, you got it backwards. Does he know you? Because the Bible says in that day, there are going to be many going to say, Lord, in your name, didn't we cast out devils and lay hands on the sick? And didn't we do prayer offerings and say pray, give our tithes? Didn't we do all these wonderful things in your name, Lord? And he's going to say, what? Hang on a minute. Depart from me. Tell me again, who are you? I don't think we've ever met. You know Jesus? Jesus know you? There's nothing more, I don't know, discouraging than powerless Christians. Powerless Christians. If you're out there and you've never really, if you can't point to a moment where you walked an aisle, said a prayer, if you can't point to a moment where you surrendered and laid down your life, then I question whether you're born again. Because I can tell you the day I was born, November 26, 1952. You can go back and check the records. And I can tell you here in my Bible, the day I was born again, because my sister Jane wrote it in my Bible for me. I know what it is. I just want you to know that it's in here. I was born again on January 28th, 1987. I passed from death into life. Have you? Just pray with me. Heavenly Father, Lord. Folks, say it out loud. Mean it. Mean it, Lord. I am in such need of a Savior. I am so wretched. Lord, the things I do, I don't want to do. The things I don't want to do, the things I want to do, I don't do. I was raised in church and listened to my preacher and listened to my pastor and passed through all those years in that church and never once knew you, Lord. Never got to know you. Lord, you said in your word that as far as the east is from the west, that you'll cast our sins away. That you will remember them no more. That you will throw our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, Lord Jesus. That you'll cover us with your blood for the remission, payment of our sins. And if that's you right now, just cry out, Lord, forgive me. Just forgive me, Lord. Wash me clean. I don't even know if you're real. But make yourself real to me. Lord, I know that if that tornado had come through and blown my house apart and I'd been ushered into eternity, I don't know whether I'd been with you or not, Lord. I want to know that today, that I'm going to be with you, Lord. And the thousands and the millions of families who are going to see death at their door in the days ahead. Let them see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Pray for your forgiveness to fall upon everyone who prayed that prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. See, we get caught up studying. We study the end times. We study all that stuff, right? All that stuff. It ain't worth a hoot in hell if you don't have a relationship with Christ. And despite what your priest told you or your pastor, whatever it was, ain't nothing. It's Jesus. Oh, now listen, there's rules and regulations, huh? You got to stop. You got to turn from your wicked ways. You got to turn and stop doing that stuff that you did. But you know it's under the blood. And God's deal is real if yours is deal. If you meant it, he meant it. If you didn't mean it, he didn't mean it. And we're all going to stand before that great king. We're going to give an account for what we did. And I'm going to stand there. And the Bible says the books are going to be opened. And he's going to look up and pull up my name. Probably they have a computer in heaven. And he's going to hit the print button. And everything I ever did is going to be printed out. And he's going to look at it. And he's going to say, wow, Coach Dave, whoa. I find you guilty. But forgiven. The blood of my son covered you and paid the price for all of those sins. As far as the east is from the west, I don't remember at all. Enter into the kingdom. But see, it's not about just entering into the kingdom, because the kingdom's here now. The kingdom's within. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what you get when you get Christ. Oh, not money and not fame and not that nothing will ever go wrong, but you have a hope that you never had before. Understanding that you'll never die. You will never die. You will simply pass. Oh, my goodness. You've entered into the kingdom. What was it he said about Lazarus? He's just sleeping. Don't worry about Lazarus. He's just sleeping. What did he say to the thief on the cross? You got to give. Hey, listen. Thief said, Dave, remember me when you come into your kingdom? He said, I will, but make sure you follow the Sabbath and make sure that you eat the right meats and make sure that you tithe. No. Those are all man-made appendages on Christianity that don't apply. And if you, it's crazy, you know, if you prayed that prayer this morning, you've entered into the kingdom. Kingdom's within. Roger, come on in.
Well, I just wanted to kind of say amen first, and don't want to mess with the Holy Spirit on the topic. And praise be to the Lord. I'm so thankful, Dave, that you've paused on Easter and today to lay that the foundation of hope. I was reading an article yesterday. There's a virologist out of Belgium, I think, that is predicting a tsunami of COVID deaths.
That's right.
A tsunami. Well known, not a quack job, well known. And if we realize how open the fields are going to be.
Yes, they're going to be. That's right.
As death starts approaching our culture and our society, if his pronouncements are correct. And again, this is a well-known, nationally known, Nobel Prize type guy. The tsunami that is coming and the opportunity amidst that tsunami of pain, hurt, and death to lead people to Christ, it's coming our way. We're not going to have to go to Haiti or Africa or any place. It's here already, but it's really going to be here. And I just wanted to share that. I don't mean to take from your message of salvation, because that is our hope. But a tsunami of death is coming. Dr. Tenpenny might be a little bit late in her prediction, but I think it's coming.
And Roger, I don't want to stand in front of caskets and say, golly, I wish they'd received Jesus. I don't want to be looking in any caskets and hoping. The thing I want your audience to understand, Dr. Boshi says, is what we will be facing in the hyper-acute COVID crisis that is imminent is that we will have to build a completely new world. Folks, I want you to stop and think a minute. Of all the powerful people who took the jab, they're going to die. Because they're going to die because the next wave of COVID or whatever thing they're sending, the immune system to it has already been shattered by the injection, and they will have no defense for it. He says it will move from, Spencer, maybe you can pull that article up. Go to where you see Donald Trump's picture. There it is. They will start to replace the surge of cancers, he said. It will end with a hyper-acute phase, a huge, huge wave. Fields are white, baby. And the fields are going to be wider. You better get right with the Lord. Stop talking this nonsense that we're hearing from our pastors. Feel good messages. There are people that you love that are going to be dead in a year. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, I told you so. Remember that song? I told you so. I told you so. Don't take the jab. Told you so. Told you so. And I don't have any joy, any glee in the fact I told you so. It's very, very clear. What? Where is that? Let's see. The thing I want your audience to understand. Can you highlight that, Spencer? The thing I want your audience to understand, what we will be facing in the hyperacute COVID crisis that is imminent, that we're going to have to build a completely new world. It is very, very clear that when this starts, our hospitals will collapse. Why? Because they've all been jabbed. And that means the chaos in all kinds of layers of society, financial, economic, social, you name it, will be complete. What I can advise to all those vaccinated people, they need to avoid reinfection. It is the reinfection of vaccinated people that is responsible for this situation. The only difference is you'll not be able to wait to take an antivirals until you have symptoms, he continued. And as soon as people see that they are in one of these other countries or other states in the United States, when that starts happening, hospitalizations start going up rapidly, they need to take antivirals prophylactically and not wait until they have symptoms. Do you hear what he just said? When you begin to see this breakout take place, you better get some ivermectin. You better give it some hydroxychloroquine. You better get that stuff in you ahead of the time. By the way, this is for people who have been vaccinated. God is not mocked. He ain't mocked. Amen. I'm not trying to be doom or gloom. I'm excited. I'm a happy guy, man. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. I just see the reality of what's going on. That's all it is. Somebody come in and talk to me here. Somebody come on in. Glenn, come on in.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Based on what you just said, and I agree, Dave, we need to learn how to effectively communicate the gospel.
We do.
Because we have to be prepared for when this starts to happen.
A lot of deathbed conversions coming, maybe, huh, Glenn?
I think we're going to see some desperate people. I would recommend going to livingwaters.com. Listen to how they communicate the gospel there. You can pick up some points.
Amen. I ask him a question. Where are you going when you die? They'll tell you everything you need to know. You'll know they don't understand the gospel, that's for sure. You want to go to heaven? Well, why should he let you in? Why should he let you in? Opens up a lot of things, man. You're a sinner. Christ died for sins. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sins, it must die. You've sinned, you got to die. Somebody's got to die because you sinned. You want to be the one to do it? Okay, well, you can do it if you want to. You're going to live apart from Christ. But he already died for you. He already paid the bill. But you got to get on the reservation list. Yeah, we throw so much religion at people. I think it was Jesus said, you strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Wasn't he the one who said that? You're worrying about all the rules and regulations and you're missing the very important part of it. Huh? There's only one, broad is the way, narrow is the gate. Many come, few find it. There's only one way, it's through that narrow gate. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Very, very clear. Dr. Paul.
Hey, Coach, I mean, that's a big part of my practice is reversing those who've been injected with more or one or more of these things. Go to the FLCCC. They have long COVID and they have somewhat solutions for fixing that problem. It does involve a lot of work, a lot of self-care, a lot of self-love. I just don't want people to think this is the end. This is ridiculous to go down this route of fear, 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 because I see reversals all the time, Coach.
Yep.
Having a ton more cancer and a ton more autoimmune disease. I've never seen anything like it. But you know what? You know, this is kind of what we're here for, right, Coach?
And well, Paul, now they'll start listening maybe, right? What's that song? I told you so.
I never say that.
That can't be our attitude, folks. That can't be our attitude. Not like, see, I warned you. No, no. You did warn them. And now your attitude's one of compassion.
Perfect time to bring Christ to them too, Coach.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Don't tell them, see, you shouldn't have done it. Shouldn't have done it. Well, hell, I know that now. I did it, though. All right. Bring him to Christ. Live forever. Never die. Clay.
Yeah, as you were saying that prayer and talking about salvation, accepting salvation, it made me think about being a young Christian and wanting to not only receive Jesus and salvation, but to serve and do my part in furthering the kingdom. And I just want to let people know out there that you don't have to know every scripture verse to get started in serving.
Amen.
If you ask God to put opportunities in your path, he will. And if he finds out that you're willing to do that, he'll put more opportunities in your path. And I could tell you so many stories about little things that made a huge difference. Coach, one day I was riding down the road and there was an old man sitting on his lawnmower trying to get it out of a rut. He was stuck. And I went past him and the Holy Spirit told me to go back and help. And I'm thinking, he's going to get out of that rut before I can turn around. But I turned around and went back and parked and he didn't even see me coming up behind him. And he was trying to get that thing out of that rut. And I come up behind him and pushed him out of that rut. And he stopped and told me, he said, man, I thought you were like an angel getting me out of that rut. I'd have been here all day trying to get this lawnmower unstuck.
Amen, brother. Well, hey, Clay, they got a spiritual rut they need pushed out of, folks. Pull them out of that spiritual rut they're stuck in. Amen. Betty, come
on. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I know that I was born again. You know, I wasn't sure what was going on, you know, when I was 13. But it was such a flow from my feet to my toes that I knew I changed in an instant. I know exactly what you're talking about. And when people can't give me a testimony and have no clue what I'm talking about, but I'm born again and I go to church and I talk to God and I believe, you know, Satan believes too, but he's going to hell. Satan and his demons, they shudder and flee. So, you know, when you're born again, it's amazing. I didn't know what was going on, but I had to learn, boy, the hard way. But my eyes and ears were open. And I just remember saying that, you know, if my foster mom killed me tonight, I know where I'm going. And I still believe that. I don't deserve the Father, but I know where I'm going. And there is a place in heaven for me. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So, Brown Cow, get ready to read that little card. Hang on a second. Go ahead. Craig Mickle, go ahead. Then Rochelle, then Brown Cow.
I think a fair question to talk to people is do you have a relationship with Christ, not an acquaintance with Christ?
because
does he know you?
The demons flee.
Does he know you?
The demons flee at the name of Christ. They're acquainted with Christ. And if you can't really say, I have a strong relationship, I mean, I've heard about them. Yeah, I kind of go once a year. You speak your own condemnation over what your relationship is by your own words. James says we will give an account for every word that we speak, whether we're saved or not. We should really, really take that to heart.
Yeah, amen. Be careful.
I think our greatest witness to our family is our relationship with Christ, because they can see what that relationship looks like. And some of us are good and some of us are bad because our relationship with Christ isn't as he would have us to be. We're the hands and feet, and we are the vision that people see God through us.
Grace alone, through faith alone. There's not a thing you can do to work your way to heaven other than receive Christ. That's the only way that you can do it. I don't want to get into once saved, always saved, because, you know, I would say this about the testimony Betty just had. A lot of us had that testimony. We were born again, and then we served the devil for 20 years. Anybody say amen? So you know what I'm talking about. But I know what happened to me at that moment.
Amen.
I know what happened to me at that moment. And I've been going around telling everybody I'm born again and I'm living like hell. Well, you're fooling yourself, baby. You're fooling yourself. And if that's you, then you better fall on your face again and say, Lord, I need another dip here. I need another dip in that blood, please. I'm so sorry that I didn't. Lord, I walked that aisle. I said that prayer. I received you, but I didn't even really know what happened to me. Nobody ever taught me. And they drug me up on the beach. They hooked me and drug me up on the beach. And I laid around and I rotted for 20 years. And I didn't understand salvation. But Lord, I get it now. Please forgive me again.
Michelle. Amen.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, Coach. Good morning, team. Yeah, you know, talking about the excess deaths that could be coming our way that we've certainly already experienced. I dropped in the chat something from the expose that has a chart, and it's just showing among the elderly. This is just those 65 and over, and it's just showing the first couple months after the vaccine. And there was over 1 million excess deaths. Remember, those people over the age of 65, they got the shots first. So since the FDA.
Hang on a second. Spencer, can you grab that out of the chat and throw it up for her real quick under Rochelle there? Keep going, Rochelle. See if we can get it up there.
Thanks. So anyway, this graph just shows each week, for example, the first week, week one, among the 65-year-olds, there was over 20,000 excess deaths. So we've really, not we, but the powers that be have known this from the beginning.
Yep.
And what I wanted to hit on was the decline of the quality of life that a lot of these victims, I'm going to call them victims.
Yeah,
I in particular work with a lot of elderly, and I have just seen these, you know, you wait your whole life to be able to relax and go on a cruise and enjoy your grandkids. You build houses with extra rooms so they can come and stay with you. And then your health is taken away from you.
Yep. Amen.
And I think that this jab maybe didn't do exactly what they wanted. So a lot of people have gotten wise to it. They only took one shot. They're fighting it. They're getting the stuff out of their system. So what we're going to see now is all this cancer. And who's the Kate Middleton? She's the big celebrity in the news now with cancer.
Yep. And her father-in-law, probably, huh? The king.
Well, I think what you're going to see is they're going to go and try to get these treatments from Pfizer and Moderna, and it's just going to line the pockets of the pharmaceuticals again. This is just another thing that they can take advantage of.
Amen. Create the problem, create the solution. Thanks, Michelle. Dale.
Hallelujah. Going back to jumping into the salvation message, Coach, you know, one of the things I like to, you know, do that parable, because Jesus taught in parables that the hear might hear. You know, you have a son, right? What's his name?
Zach.
All right. Okay. And who's the president of the United States? Of course, fake president. What's his name?
Joe.
All right, let me ask you something, Coach. You know who Joe is? He's the President of the United States. Can you go sit in the White? Can you walk in the White House and have dinner with him? But you know who he is, right? You know him. Does he know who you are? Does he know who you are? How about your son? Can your son at any time, Coach, come to your house, come in your house, sit down and dine with you?
Sure.
Why is that? Because you're his father, brother. Let me tell you what, this is the relationship we have Christ. You might know who he is, but if he don't know who you are, you ain't coming in to dine with him. But if he is your Abba Father, brother, if he is your Abba Father, you can come in. See, this is that thing. They have the knowledge of God, but they don't have that koinonia, that fellowship with him.
They don't understand it. That's right.
Everybody knows who Jesus is in America. The problem is Jesus doesn't know who most Americans are.
Amen, for sure. And by the way, I just saw in the chat, which I think is really, really good, we need to shift our focus from I told you so to the fact that they're a victim. They are a victim, folks. Not that they're dumb. What were you thinking? No. You were a victim. They lied to you. Just like it would happen to you if you fell off of a ladder or got hit by a car or something fell on you. You're a victim, man. They came after you on purpose. You're a victim. It's like you got scammed by your bank. Right? Victims. That's the approach we have to. Brown Cow, were you able to find out there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I do. I have them. Of course, I got 10,000 of them here in a box, but here it is. And I want to just make this disclaimer that it was the Holy Spirit who led me to compose this card. He picked up my hand and gave me what to write over 6 hours one day. Thousands of these have gone out.
Let me stop you a second. Can we go to your website? Can they see the card on your website?
No. Well, you know what? I had asked Vinny to, I sent it to him, a picture of it, so he could put it on. But it's business card size. Let me just read it, and I'll tell you. You get it in your mind. This is what it says on the front of the card. It's a business card, remember. Life or death? Do you want a life based on the promise of heaven? This life can be yours, but you can never be good enough to earn it. All you have to do is ask. God is the life source, and if you make peace with him by turning away from doing your thing to believing, obeying, trusting, and relying on his greatest gift to you, his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God will forgive your sins and give you a new eternal life right now if you lower yourself and pray. Just talk to God truthfully. In quotes, this is the prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Please save my life and lead me in your will. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that he took the sins upon himself, died in my place, and you raised him from the dead. Jesus is Lord and my Savior. I believe I belong to him, and you have loosed me to serve him only. Thank you, Father God, for this great salvation and for the gift of your precious Holy Spirit to direct my path. Now I, having been brought near to you by his shed blood, pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Unquote. Next part. This is all on the first face of the card. The Father and Jesus are one, and you are now one with him. Get the Holy Bible. God's word is your sword of protection and directions for living in the King James Amplified Side-by-Side Version. Seek a Bible-obeying church and be baptized, fellowship, pray, and study with other believers. Take no revenge. Do no harm. That's the love. God is not only your creator, he is now your father. He loves you. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Obey him, and he will lead you into all truth. Welcome to God's family. Tell others about Jesus. Keep this card to record your new birth date. And there's a little space right there left on the bottom. That's the first face of the card on the front part. On the back, as soon as you turn it over, I have a list of Holy scripture references, and at the bottom is so many, but at the bottom it says this list is not exhaustive. Thousands of these have gone out in 41 years that I've had this ministry. And the name of the ministry is ROT, because you said, Coach, earlier, it's amazing you said that we have to die to self, which is what is told to us in the gospel. So we have to die to self. So the ministry name that I came up with for these tracks is ROT, R-O-T, which stands for Repent, Obey, Tell Others. Thank you for the opportunity.
Brown Cow, what's your website? We can throw it up there real quick.
I'll put it on. And if you want, I just got a shipment of 10,000 of these arrived last week, and they come in boxes of 250, but the box is can fit in the palm of your hand, because remember, this is not a big piece of paper. This is a business card, and people will readily take them. So I'll put it up. And if anyone wants, this is free of charge. I'm not charging. I'm not asking for a dime. I'm not begging for money. I don't need your money. If you want some, or I'll send you some in an envelope. If you want a box of 250, I ship them to you and give them to you free of charge. You'll be surprised what God would do with this in your hand to hand to somebody.
Ron Cow, what's your website?
JerryBracyHarris.com. I'll put it in the chat.
Because I want to get it up there so people can see it. JerryBracyHarris.com. GerreBracey Harris. HARRIS.com. JerryBracyHarris.com. A lot of good stuff on. I'm sorry, Brown Cow. I couldn't find it in my head what the name of the website was. And we're trying right now to get it up there. Spencer, there it is. Jerry Bracy here, put it in the chat for everybody. And you heard her challenge. She will give you the cards free, although you're not going to take them for free, are you? You're not going to do that, are you? There she is. There's Brown Cow. God bless you, Jerry. Thanks for jumping in here, man.
Man, oh, thank you. Thank you, Coach, for the opportunity. God bless you all.
Amen. Laura Ann, come on in. Laura. Jeff Nell.
Yeah, hi, Coach. Great show here. Thanks. I'd like to read out of Jude, verse 22. And some have compassion, marking a distinction, but others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire and hating them, even the garment defiled by the flesh.
Amen.
Right, there's the other side of it, too.
Jude,
repent, and face the second death.
There's only one chapter of Jude, so it's Jude 1, verse 22. Huh? Some of you got to pull out of the fire. Can't love everybody into the kingdom. Some won't do that. 22. And right. Some have compassion, making a difference. And on others, save with fear. Pull them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Oh, yeah.
But as believers, we should be able to do both. Have compassion and
recognize,
express that.
That's right. And recognize which weapon to use. Laura Ann, you want to try it again? I see you there.
No, yeah. Thank you. This is a place of hope, Coach, that the Lord, you know, provided. And despite all this, the fear that's, you know, being promoted, we have a place to land. You know, and if we're scared, we can say that we're scared. And I'm just thankful for everything that's here, that's been created, because it's a safe place for the single mom. And a lot of times people don't realize, and this is, I'm coming from a very vulnerable single mom place, right? This stuff's really scary for me, being a single mom. And I'm just thankful I can just not be so scared when I'm here in the huddle every morning. So thank you for including me.
Amen. So listen, folks.
And for being a witness to my daughter, because my daughter hears all of you every single morning.
Amen. Listen, folks.
So she's not alone.
If you receive Christ today, send me an email, will you? ptsalt@gmail.com. Send me an email. Say, Coach, I did it today. I'm not running numbers. It's not about that. God bless you. See you tomorrow.